drink only two martinis a night and that's it. That was the kind of environment. And so there was this rage, I think, because he probably really was an alcoholic and he just was so controlled, he wasn't going to let him do it. So there was this constant conflict, you know. I fought everybody's battle. And I chose not to learn any of those lessons. And then I married my first husband, and it was like, who do we marry? We marry our dad, or we marry our mom. I chose once again not to learn those lessons. I think that the good news is that we will keep getting those opportunities. They will keep presenting ourselves. So give yourselves a break. If you didn't learn it, it'll come around. Nothing you need to know will go unknown. At some point, you will learn it. So, you know, I mean, I really do think we gotta kind of give ourselves a break here. Be easier on ourselves, you know? I mean, be loving, be kind, listen, go to meetings. You know, I heard a story a number of years ago, and I've told this one, this is not the end of my talk, I don't think. I haven't seen any lights back there. But this is a story that I sometimes tell in other settings when I do a presentation. And it kind of fits here at this point, I think, although I've lost total train of thought here. But it's a story about the Dalai Lama and the Dalai Lama being invited to give a talk at a dinner. And it was in California, and it was like big buck dinner and lots of famous, important people. And he stood up at the end of this event. He was introduced, and he stood in front of this entire huge audience and said, "Your assignment in this life is to love one another." And at the end of that, he just left the podium, walked over, and sat down. And everybody in this audience was just highly distressed that they were probably not really looking forward to a 45-minute talk or a 30-minute talk. But at the same time, he was, you know, he was this really, really grand spiritual individual. And they did want to hear more of a message than that. I mean, it took a few seconds. And after a period of time, he comes back up to the podium and stands there, and in a very relieved way, they think, "Oh, now." And he says, "And if you can't love one another, at least don't hurt one another." And that was it. He was done. And you know, I think that we keep getting these opportunities with the people in our lives, with our learning partners. And I think that with our learning partners, all we have to do is learn how to show up lovingly. And, you know, one of the things that I have decided, you know, we talk about, or I believe that arguments are fear-based. I believe that we are either fear-based or love-based. That every single thing that we do in our life is either coming from fear or love. And probably most of us, before we came into these rooms, were motivated by fear. I was motivated totally by fear. As I said, that's the kind of family I grew up in. I grew up in a rageful family. It finally dawned on me years into recovery that my dad's rage was because he was terrified. You know, he was afraid all the time. And when I finally got that picture, I could look at him differently. And you know, if we could keep that in our minds, that when we're dealing with somebody, no matter who they are, where they are, if they're grumbling at us, or far worse, if I can remember that they're really afraid, it can change how I look at that situation and how I look at them. You know, it's easier, I think, for me to be willing to love somebody when I know that it's really fear that is controlling their lives. And let's see, where was I going with this thought? but at any rate, when I look back on my relationships before recovery, and I look on my relationship in my first marriage, I mean, it was so totally fear-based for each of us. And neither of us had any idea that's what was going on. And I think that when I am in, my husband now, my second and my last husband, because, I mean, I feel so lucky that we both have lots of years in these rooms and that we're having so much fun. And it's all about walking this walk together.